Captain's Log Supplemental. First Officer Spock recording. We appear to be in an alternate universe. Position undetermined. Captain Kirk has been transported from the ship by an unknown power. His present location also is undetermined.
That will not be needed here, Commander Kirk. Welcome to Elysia, Devna, Interpreter of Laws.
Gentlemen, you now stand before the ruling council. Elysia is comprised of representatives of 123 races. Our existence dates back over 1,000 years. During this time, these diverse races, many of whom were enemies on the outside, have learned to live together because they must. As a result, any act of violence is strictly forbidden and will be dealt with swiftly and with utmost severity. Questions?
Are we in an alternate universe?
It is more aptly described as a pocket in the garment of time.
How did you freeze my weaponry?
We have among us many individuals gifted with psionic powers, peace being our single goal. You were attempting to break that peace.
Pronounce the law.
Under our law, you as ship captains are responsible for the behavior of your crews. Should a crew member, with or without your knowledge, engage in any form of violence whatsoever, you will suffer the ultimate penalty, total immobilization of your ship for a century.
A century? We'd all be dead by the end of it.
No, Commander Kor. This small universe of ours is a curious trap. Time passes here, but very slowly. A century means nothing to us. Our council appears young, yet all are centuries old.
Your life here must be almost perfect if you haven't wanted to leave.
All of us have wanted to leave at some time, Captain Kirk, but we have made the best possible world here because we have found there is no escape from it.
We are getting out.
Then we better do it pretty quick, Captain.
If we find an answer, it will still take time.
That's just what we haven't got.
What's wrong, Scotty?
It's our dilithium crystal, sir. They're deteriorating rapidly.
But how?
I don't know, sir. Maybe because of the time warp we went through. But we've only 4 days at the most before power goes.
Got any miracles in your computer, Spock?
Impossible to predict, Captain.
I don't want a prediction. You will start work immediately, around the clock, non-stop, until you arrive at a formula that gets us out of here.
These consultations are useless. Get out of here and don't come back until you have a plan that works.
Yes, sir.
What do you see beyond your eyes, Megan? 2 new ships. In each, beings labor to solve the riddle. The riddle of the time trap. Escape. Escape! Gently, good Megan. Return to us now.
It is impossible.
They must try, Sirius. They all must try before they accept.
This is the best you could come up with, Mr. Spock?
Yes, sir.
Have you covered every possibility, every factor?
Several times, Captain. I do not wish to surrender hope, but the facts remain unchangeable.
He is giving up. If they can do it, why can't we?
I do not believe they can, sir. High rank probability. Their S2 graph unit, which is roughly the equivalent of our warp drive, began giving off depleted energy readings. Kor decided to try to bluff it through.
Jeopardizing his crew and his ship unnecessarily?
All power has been diverted to the engine, sir. We're picking up speed.
You are right, Spock, but I almost wish they'd made it.
Their attempt has given me an idea as to how we may be able to break through the time barrier.
Mr. Spock has come up with a formula which may just get us out of here.
But this involves combining our ship with the Clothos.
That is correct.
You mean you want us to cooperate with those?
If we want to get out of here, it's our only choice.
It's a complicated navigation problem, trying to guide two such disparate ships.
Considering we only have 2 days left before our supply of dilithium crystals is exhausted, I say we go with this plan.
I agree, sir.
Good. I'll contact Kor right away.
What is it?
These new ones. Now they plan to combine the two ships and try again. Can you not stop them, Sirius?
It is not against our laws to try to escape.
But they may kill themselves in these mad attempts.
So long as they do not break our laws, we must not impede them.
Even if they die.
It is their choice.
Then it's settled. Our science teams will get to work right away, conjoining our warp and navigation systems, so we will function as a single ship. Exchange of personnel and computer hookup to start as soon as we are beamed back to our ship.
Agreed.
Mr. Spock?
I cannot tell you how impressed I am by your splendid spirit of cooperation.
Mr. Spock!
Forgive me, Commander. I was overcome by the moment. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Spock. Captain Kirk.
The stories of his being half-human must be true.
Perhaps the time continuum affected his mind.
I wonder if we all haven't become affected.
Explain yourself.
Your willingness to work with your old enemy, Kirk. It is not like you, Commander. What do you really have in mind?
You do know me, Kaz. Very well. What would you think if the Enterprise suddenly disintegrated after our dual ship had pierced the time continuum?
I would think my commander had maneuvered brilliantly.
And it can be arranged, practically speaking.
It implies a rather high risk factor given the time involved and Kirk's highly suspicious nature. But I believe it can be arranged.
Very good, Kaz. I will leave it to you to attend to the details of the Enterprise's destruction.